Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Soul Velocity. And this is our series Verses and Voices. Every time we speak about writing, there is so much more that it unfolds with every conversation. Our conversation today is also going to be a little bit about writing, a little bit about spirituality, a little bit about bringing all of that into alignment, and a lot more. So let's see how we deep dive into our conversation today. I do have a special guest, and I'm just going to ask him to introduce himself. We have Kushagra Singh with us, who is, according to me, I know, is an author, who is also a podcaster, and at the same time has many other facets to who he is. So Kushagra, thank you so much for being here today and having this amazing conversation. Would you like to just introduce yourself a little bit more in terms of what all you do, and then we'll jump into the conversation.
Yes, namaste. Thank you so much. First of all, very, very grateful for you giving me this chance and opportunity to have this word with you, conversation with you, and namaste to all your listeners and your viewers. And I hope this conversation is worthy of your time investment as well, because Snehal, I know, always does a very good job, but I hope even I can contribute in some positive manner. I, of course, as Snehal introduced, I've recently written a book, so I am a writer. It's an identity I'm now fully embracing. I've been writing for a few years, so now with the first book coming out, that is something that I'm embracing. I'm into trading and investing as well. I am a 500-hour RYT yoga teacher as well, and that is also, I teach yoga and meditation during weekends primarily. I'm also a civil engineer by qualification. So just try and balance all these different facets of life. And but primarily now I identify as a writer and a yoga teacher primarily.
Perfect. I like the way you said that, I now associate and I accept that, or I embrace that now. So how did the journey of writing to becoming a writer happen?
I'll tell you, Snehal, what happened was that I used to love expressing myself for my friends. I'll tell you exactly how it happened. This is a fantastic thing that, because it reminds me of so many things, your question. Because I've realized over this course, I've done, some bits and pieces, even for my, publishing house, etc. But nobody has ever asked this question. And this reminds me. I used to love writing for my friends on their birthdays, on their special occasions. That was a moment where I really wanted to express for them. And this is what my feelings are for you. Of course, during the course of the year, you keep meeting and talking and, sharing your appreciation. But, and I remember I had written, okay, this is a very personal story, but I think I can, if this is going out in the flow, I'll let me just, put it out there. I had written a love letter to somebody. And then I showed it to some of my other friends, and they said, "Are yaar, ye na tu hamare liye likhta nahi pad jati hai," like that. So this is where it began, and I used to write for my other friends as well. And it used to be very heartfelt. There was no, I didn't used to think about it too much. Anything that used to come out from my heart. And also another thing that was there, Snehal, with me was that मुझे शेयर करना बड़ा अच्छा लगता था. इफ आई लाइक समथिंग, जैसे इफ आई लाइक योर पॉडकास्ट, सो आई शेयर इट टू अदर पीपल. यू नो व्हाट, दिस इज समथिंग वेरी नाइस, ट्राई इट, दिस इज समथिंग वेरी नाइस. सो इफ आई एम लर्निंग समथिंग न्यू, रीडिंग, वॉचिंग समथिंग, इवन पिकिंग समथिंग वेरी मंडेन, मे बी से समथिंग लाइक, ओ आई ट्राइड दिस वेरी नाइस पिज्जा प्लेस, आई लाइक दिस आइसक्रीम पार्लर, मे बी वी शुड विजिट इट. सो आई लव्ड शेयरिंग. सो कंबाइनिंग ऑल दीज थिंग्स, आई स्टार्टेड writing blogs, writing posts, etc. And I started getting good response from my friends, from the people that I shared on social media. I dared to do that. And then this idea started forming that maybe I'd like to write a book someday. Although my ideas differed, firstly, I wanted to venture into fiction, but then slowly and steadily, as I, kept writing, and journaling has been, an incredible tool for me that has really helped me find my own writing voice, so as to say, if I were to put it like that. But then I realized, ki nahi yaar, I think I have to stick to my genre and stick to my comfort space and where I feel I'm able to express myself most effectively. And that is the space of, again, things that I learn and I share my experiences and connecting it primarily to the scriptures, to the Indian scriptures like Ramayana, Mahabharata, Gita, etc.
Wow. So something that you started just because you enjoyed it, and that moved into eventually writing a book. Tell us a little bit more about journaling, because journaling is something that while people do buy a lot of them, and I think every year everyone buys a lot of journals, but they're just filled with one or two pages, or say 10 pages, and then it just stays there. So what makes you continue the journey of journaling?
I've journaled mostly on a digital platform, Sneha, And I'll tell you very honestly why I've done it, why I've continued with it, and why I still continue to do this. I believe it serves like a memory bank for me. So how I approach journaling, मैंने करना स्टार्ट किया. Now I have, you know, it's been like, ooh, now it's been 7, 8 years now since I've been journaling. And now when I look back on some of the memories, for me, it is like I see how I've progressed or sometimes even regressed in life. Oh, this was what I was feeling. Oh, 2018, Kushagra was thinking like this about his future. These were the thoughts going on in his mind. These were the people around. This is what mattered to him. And then I contrast it to what is happening now. I'm like, wow, how does life change? And then when I'm, you know, again, when I sit down and journal again, even if I'm writing the most mundane things, this is what happened. Like today, maybe this is like a proper event for me. So I'll maybe journal. I had this a chance to speak to Snehal. So this, you know, becomes part of a, I wouldn't say core memory per se, but yeah, this is an important thing. But otherwise also, then I realized, oh yeah, these were the thoughts that were going on in my mind. These were the doubts that I had. And look at me now. Or, oh, sometimes I even take inspiration from myself. Oh yeah, look at me. I was so serious about my physical health and my mental health. And look at me now. I think I should take inspiration from my previous self. And also judgment also for my own self starts dropping. Sometimes, you know, when we end up judging ourselves too strongly, oh, I'm not this, I'm not that. And you look at your past and like, it's okay. Every phase of your life, every time, every moment, whatever things that you're going through, you just need to be a little more easy. Just try and understand, just try and have the best response. These are some of the ideas that I've understood. Again, it started out as, you know, wanting me to create a memory bank for myself. Now it does serve as a memory bank. But yes, often, if I have to add a little bit of more this thing, because I have conducted some guided journaling journey sessions, as I like to call them, a month long this thing online session with people where we just give them prompts. Every day I give them prompt and I say, just answer this question, that's about it. And I try and structure it in a way so that they can, you know, think about their past and then, you know, create visions and goals for the future, and also, you know, maybe address some slightly uncomfortable topics, things that they have been that they'd rather like to avoid. I've also tried the morning pages and everything. So what it just helps me connect better to myself. It's wonderful. It's wonderful in that way. And I
I
can
love
highly
the
recommend it.
way you're talking about it because, journaling is something which sometimes needs a perspective, as to why do I want to journal? Because this is another thing. I'm just, saying it out loud here, but the intent or the need to be positive is so high that sometimes, even when we were doing morning pages, and I do have circles of morning pages where we meet regularly, this question keeps popping up that, if I'm journaling and if I'm writing things that are not happening or say things that are not good for me, then isn't it wrong? Am I not supposed to be positive? So what's your point of view on that in terms of, always wanting to be positive? And I think that's something that is kind of at times I feel it's toxic to be too positive in life as well. So what's your point of view on that?
This is a fantastic question, Snehal. I think I, you know, life may, if we observe carefully, look carefully, our life, somebody else's life, कुछ भी फोर्स करते हैं ना, फोर्स एनीथिंग चल ही नहीं सकता. यू हैव टू कम टू अ स्टेट ऑफ रियलाइजेशन एंड यू स्टार्ट रियलाइजिंग व्हाई पॉजिटिविटी वुड बी गुड फॉर मी, व्हाई शुड आई अल्टीमेटली ट्राई एंड मूव टुवर्ड्स इट. मेरे कहने से, स्नेहल के कहने से, किसी और के समझाने से, मे बी वो कुछ टाइम तक ना मोटिवेशन रह सकता है, पर
हम्म.
विद इन स्पिरिट आने के लिए ना, तो हाँ, फिर ये व्हेन यू डूइंग व्हेन यू कंडक्ट सेशंस, एज यू आर सेइंग, मे बी दैट कैन हेल्प देम कनेक्ट टू देमसेल्व्स बेटर, एंड देन उससे आए. पर फोर्स करना इज नॉट गुड. यू आर राइट, ऑलवेज थिंकिंग कि नो नो आई हैव टू बी. नाउ दिस इज वेयर आई थिंक मे बी इट्स आधा अधूरा ज्ञान. वी हैव नॉट रियली डेल्व डीप इन टू इट, बिकॉज एनी सी आई ऑलवेज कोट दिस एग्जाम्पल फ्रॉम द भगवद गीता. भगवद गीता पीपल विल से ओ इट्स दिस मोटिवेशनल बुक, पीपल रीड इट टू फाइंड इंस्पिरेशन एंड दिस एंड दैट. येस, ऑफकोर्स इट ऑलवेज गिव्स यू, बट Krishna is also very factual. He's also like, I'll quote this verse to you in the 8th chapter. I'm forgetting the verse, but he you know, the number of the verse, exact this thing. But he says that he mentions about this material world, Mam upetya punarjanma ashashvatam dukkhalayam. He describes this material existence as ashashvatam and dukkhalayam, which means ashashvatam is a place which is temporary. And things will be temporary here, and dukkhalayam, जैसे विद्यालय में विद्या मिलती है तो दुखालय में दुख मिलता है।
मिलेगा जी।
दिस इज इन अ वे, अगर सिर्फ आप यही वर्ड्स उठा के देखो तो सोचा ये तो नेगेटिव बात कर रहे हैं कृष्णा, भगवान भी नेगेटिव बात नहीं, ही इज बीइंग फैक्चुअल। तो जब आप बहुत डीप स्टडी करते हो तो आपको रियलाइज होता है यार ये हिस्सा है जीवन का। तो कई बार दुखी होना, बीइंग अ लिटिल स्ट्रेस, बीइंग अ लिटिल दिस थिंग, और टॉकिंग अबाउट योर पेन्स और ट्रबल्स और वरीज और राइटिंग देम डाउन इज नॉट बीइंग नॉट पॉजिटिव। इनफैक्ट इट इज पॉजिटिव इन अ वेरी डिफरेंट सेंस ऑफ द वे वेयर वी आर एम्ब्रेसिंग एवरी एस्पेक्ट ऑफ लाइफ, एंड देन दैट कैन लीड यू टू वेरी हेल्दी स्टेट ऑफ पॉजिटिविटी वेयर वी विल नॉट शाई अवे फ्रॉम एनीथिंग। एंड देन वन थिंग आई बिलीव स्नेहल, जैसे पीपल से ना दैट फिलोसफी रियली हेल्प्स अस इन आर डार्क टाइम्स, इन आर व्हेन वी आर गोइंग थ्रू ट्रबल, यस ऑफ कोर्स इट डज, देयर इज नो टू वेज अबाउट इट। और स्पिरिचुअलिटी कैन हेल्प यू, और यू नो थिंग्स लाइक जर्नलिंग, राइटिंग एक्सेट्रा, टॉकिंग, स्पीकिंग कैन हेल्प यू। आई फील बीइंग इन गुड कंपनी, बीइंग सत्संग ऑल्सो हेल्प्स यू टू स्टे स्टेबल ड्यूरिंग योर हैप्पी टाइम्स, बिकॉज ऑफ्टन वी एंड अप मिसिंग दैट हैप्पी टाइम्स ऑल्सो डू नॉट लास्ट, एंड वी थिंक दैट ये दे विल लास्ट। So I think this is where we will develop a very healthy state of positivity. Problem आएगा हम उसको address करेंगे, barring we'll not shy away from it. And अच्छा भी आ रहा है तो उसमें भी इतना नहीं कूदेंगे कि यार तो जी बस यही है पार्टी या लाइफ, नहीं पार्टी है कुछ टाइम तक और उसके बाद मंडे आ जाएगा, फिर मंडे भी झेलना है और फ्राइडे भी आएगा।
Beautifully said. Thank you so much, Kushagra. What intrigues me is you have been writing. Okay, you've been writing for a while, and kind of, many other aspects. Like you said, it began with probably just writing smaller, tiny messages to, blogging. Blogging needs a lot of observation, to be very honest, in terms of, having a perspective, having a different perspective. So does your writing actually come from here, or you have a different schedule in terms of, like for writing your book, was it a separate thing project for you, or it just happened in flow the way, all other writings for you happen?
I think you just said it. Of that observation partner, that is like if I have to describe my writing, it is all about that, especially with respect to this book that I've written. It is all about that. I think you've nailed it. Because as you were speaking, I was just smiling internally as she's just describing my process, because this is also a collection of my write-ups, Snehal, of over 3 years. So in a way, it just happened. I never thought that I will turn this into a book. I had other ideas. In fact, now I'm working on another project. But then I realized, hey, I have enough content. And what was happening when I was putting out these pieces of blogs, people liking it, people will consume it, but it became like a magazine. Diya, padha, kinare rakh diya. With the book, I've realized the difference that I'm seeing. People are now telling me, oh, this is a very nice point that you've mentioned here. Oh, this thing I'd like to highlight, this thing I'd like to go back to again. And I see this is a difference. Now I was a little uncertain, should I not put this out there, but I had enough confidence thanks to good people around in my life who had encouraged me, supported me, and were kind enough, and also the reception that I got by, so ek tarike se test bhi ho gaya honestly, so by sharing these different pieces. So it was not such a difficult task to put them in the form of a book. But yeah, you're right, it all comes from observation. And I think what really helps, at least it has helped me, when we are not very desperately attached to the end goal, na? Okay, you should have an end goal in mind. Of course we should, because if I don't have an end goal in mind, toh phir kaise hoga? But if you're desperately attached ki aisa hi hona chahiye, aise hi turn out karega, tab, it's difficult. But if you allow yourself a little bit, especially in creative, field, allow the journey to take you where you want to go, and don't be very rigid about the path that you're gonna take. Like I never thought this will be my first book, but here I am. I'm very happy. And just because I put something out there, I'm getting more confidence to now work on, say, a little bit more of a challenging project for me, trying something different. Because something I know, okay, it's not bad. I can say like that, retaining all my humility, it's not bad. It's good. Theek hai, chalo, maybe let me try something else.
Amazing. I just said it because I admire people who blog, because it needs not only observation, but you need to have a different point of view than than the crowd to make a point or bring people's attention to it. And I really admire that. And it also needs a lot of consistency. So that is actually my one more question about writing before I jump into something very interesting I want to ask you, and I'm holding myself for it. And that is consistency. कैसे लाते हो? How do you bring in consistency in this? Because we all have life and so many other things happening. So what do you
I
do?
think carving out a time, Snehal, मुझे ना सबसे बड़ी चीज दैट आई हैव अंडरस्टूड, आई थिंक यू नीड टू कार्व आउट अ टाइम, यू नीड टू हैव अ टाइम. ये वाला आई थिंक किसी भी चीज में सक्सेस के लिए स्नेहल, आई थिंक विच यू वुड अग्री बिकॉज यू आर ऑल्सो सच एन अकम्प्लिश्ड पर्सन, डन सो मेनी थिंग्स. यू वुड ऑल्सो नो दैट इफ वी आर नॉट कार्विंग आउट ए सेट, एंड इट डजेंट मैटर 10 मिनट, 15 मिनट, 20 मिनट, 30 मिनट, वट एवर इट इज, यू नीड टू क्रिएट रिचुअल्स. वाई इवन इन आर स्पिरिचुअल स्पिरिचुअलिटी रिलीजन, अरे भगवान तो हर जगह है. हाँ, कब याद आती है उस हर जगह की? इसी के लिए उठानी पड़ती है माला, इसी के लिए घंटी बजानी पड़ती है, लोगों को मंदिर मस्जिद गुरुद्वारे जाना पड़ता है. वो चीज को आपको थोड़ा सा आपको करना ही पड़ेगा, वो जानने समझने के लिए भी भगवान हर जगह है, वो करना पड़ेगा. योग आसन थोड़े आपको ऐसे वेट नहीं कम होगा, या वो थोड़ा चलोगे फिर दौड़ोगे फिर भागोगे, तो आई रियलाइज कि वो ना कलम लेके, कागज लेके, या लैपटॉप लेके, या एंटी पेज लेके, यू हैव टू कम, यू हैव टू राइट वट एवर इट इज, तो उसके लिए. एंड बट यू कैन ओनली डू इट इफ यू हैव अ रिचुअल. अगर आप उसका इंतजार करेंगे, एक दिन इंस्पिरेशन आएगा, तो वो हो सकता है एक दिन आए, हो सकता है आपके पास टाइम ना हो सकता है उस दिन आपका मन ना करे, हो सकता है आपकी तभी हो सकता है आप ट्रैवल कर रहे हो जिस दिन आ रहा है, कैसे करोगे? बिकॉज आई हैव ट्राइड, व्हेन आई एम ट्रैवलिंग इट इज डिफिकल्ट टू राइट, व्हेन आई एम गोइंग हियर एंड देयर एंड आई हैव अदर वर्क, इट्स ओनली व्हेन आई एम यू नो इन वन प्लेस एट माय ओन स्पेस देन आई क्रिएट अ स्पेस. देयर आर मेनी थिंग्स दैट वी कैन ऐड ऑन स्टिल, यस ऑफ कोर्स आईड लाइक टू ऐड दिस, मे बी इट्स वेरी गुड इफ यू हैव वन पर्टिकुलर स्पेस. ऐसे मंदिर बनाते हैं हम अपना स्पिरिचुअल प्लेस बनाते हैं, मेडिटेशन का बेड है हमारा, सोने के लिए आइडियली काम आता है वो, ठीक है. आजकल हम नेटफ्लिक्स भी देखते हैं, खाते भी हैं जो भी है, या डाइनिंग टेबल पे आइडियली खाते ही हैं लोग, अब वो कुछ भी आप यूज कर लो उसके लिए पता लग गया. बट द पॉइंट इज इट्स यू नो यू शुड हैव अ स्पेस. ये टाइम है, दिस इज अ टाइम वेर आई कैन गिव 20 to 30 minutes पक्का ऑलमोस्ट एवरी डे, एंड इस स्पेस में मुझे अच्छा लगता है. आई लव एडिंग सम फोकस म्यूजिक, I love adding some, you know, maybe white noise or some baroque music or something like that to my this thing. And itna time hai, and maybe I'll you know I you know have used this app also sometimes, Forest app, which just you know it's a cute little app that you know the time you're focused, it just shows that you know the tree is growing, and if you want to leave that focus time, that the tree will wilt away or something like that. So that's also a fun way of you know keeping yourself motivated. But yeah, find whatever works for you. But definitely carving out a particular time in a day, whatever time that it may be. Ideally, I feel creative work is best before we start on begin with our day. That's best. So yeah, that has been really a game changer for me, Snehal. Otherwise, again, so many of my creative projects would have been a pipe dream. फिर वो वही मुंगेरी लाल के हसीन सपने एक दिन.
Exactly. So I realize that because you know even for inspiration to flow in, is your body ready? Like sometimes many people do say to me, Snehal, you know the download is happening and it's just too fast. Because you didn't prepare yourself for that moment. You know when it's flowing, you haven't prepared yourself to write that fast or type that fast because you haven't been in practice. The same thing.
Yeah.
Never ran your entire life. Never walked in your in a marathon. Then it's going to ache and pain and you know not a great result. So yeah, thank you for saying that because it's.
I learned something. Thank you. This is very important even for me. I'm going to make a note of this. Thank you. Yeah, it's really good.
Rituals do matter.
Yeah, you need to prepare. Yeah,
we have to prepare ourselves for anything that we're looking forward to. It's as simple as that. Now talking about while you're talking about this, you also did quote Bhagavad Gita, and you know that was my reference of connecting with you as well. So Kushagra, how did your journey? Okay, before I even jump to, again, I still have that question. I'm going to hold it on.
Yeah.
But spirituality, what's your definition of spirituality?
I think connecting to God. It's something higher than you, something higher than your own experience, whatever experience that you're having about your own self, your life around, something beyond that. For me, it is something very, very grounding, Snehal. It just grounds you. It humbles you. You realize it should create a sense of awe and wonder in you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Like that. Oh, wow. There is something more. There is something more to be learned, something more to be experienced, and something which will keep on adding to my thirst. This is how I have, you know, for seeking, whatever it may be, for whatever it is. And I also have realized over all these years, and I think I've transformed from a really kind of bigoted person to now being a little more open, little more embracing. I've realized it has to be very personal. Not to say that your expression of spirituality cannot be public. It can be, it should be, it must be, and it should be respected like that. But your one-to-one connection, what spirituality means to me, can be very different to what it means to Snehal, to what it means to person A, B, C, X, Y, Z.
True. And how did this journey begin? Like you have a lot of in-depth knowledge, even in comparison to someone who is a reader like me. You have spent years in studying, as you said, our ancient history, our Vedic scriptures, as well as Mahabharata, Ramayana, and Bhagavad Gita as well. So how did that journey begin? What made you take that turn towards deep diving into this content?
I think it's all Krishna's grace. I think it's you realize when you get any, like, again, you spoke about spirituality. I think it comes to you if it hits you really na, it leaves you with no doubt that bhai sirf sab mere wajah se nahi hota hai. I'll try and really because it's a long story. Sometimes I keep talking about it. I'll try and really briefly share the story for you and for your listeners and viewers as well. I was tackling my 11th class final exams at that point in time. This is back in 2006. I was a teenager back then. I was a 15-year-old bacha who was preparing for his 11th class ka final exams, and I was somebody who was pushed into science leni, engineer banna hai. I was like, yaar, the only two subjects that I like is maths and English, but ye physics chemistry to jhelti nahi hai. And people are saying, arre beta IIT karna hai I said, IIT 11th pass nahi ho raha, IIT. And but one thing was there, I had this social conditioning, I would say, कि भगवान को ना हम अप्रोच करते हैं, क्यों अप्रोच करते हैं, जब कुछ चाहिए होता है यू अप्रोच कॉल, या माफी के लिए अप्रोच करते हैं, कुछ गलत कर दिया भगवान माफ कर दो, या मतलब ऑर्डर वो जज साहब की तरह है, जज साहब या तो ये पास करा दो या तो ये इसको वो होल्ड पे रखा दो. तो आई हैड बचपन में मम्मी यूज टू रीड मी दिस भगवद गीता महात्म्य from Gita Press Gorakhpur, which was the glorification of Bhagavad Gita. It comes in a scripture called Padma Puran, where there are stories connected that people read this verse, उनके साथ ये चमत्कार हो गया, ये हो गया. मैंने कहा यार पता नहीं, somehow it just hit me, this idea struck me कि पास करा दे कि भगवत गीता, अगर मैं भगवत गीता पढ़ लूं और श्लोक पढ़ने, आई वॉज नॉट इवन इंटरेस्टेड इन द मीनिंग. मुझे लगा जैसे वो प्योर रिचुअल होता है ना, बस चैंट कर लूं, कुछ पुण्य जाएगा और वो पुण्य मुझे पास करा देगा. मुझे लगता है कुछ तो पुण्य मिला होगा स्नेहल, बिकॉज आई 2005 2006 दिसंबर में मैंने ऐसे ही पढ़ लिया संस्कृत. आई हैड टेकन इन स्कूल टिल अबाउट 10, तो थोड़ा बहुत मेरा कम से कम, मैं समझ नहीं आता था संस्कृत, बट आई कुड डू द उच्चारण एटलीस्ट, द प्रोनाउंसिएशन. देन इन फेब्रुअरी अगेन आई वॉज दिस इज इन अ मोमेंट ऑफ डेस्परेशन, किताब पे सर मारने के बाद, आई एम जस्ट सिटिंग एंड इन आर होम लाइब्रेरी द भगवद गीता एज इट इज वॉज केप्ट. My father had brought it like 5 6 years back, even the pages had turned yellow, but I picked it up and I loved seeing the pictures there. Bhaktivedanta Book Trust pictures were very very beautiful, those paintings were very beautiful, and I read something below, Hindi में थी और हिंदी में नीचे कुछ. मैंने कहा यार ये श्लोक का मीनिंग है, दिस मेक सेंस, अच्छी बात लिखी है. आई डोंट नो व्हाट ओवरकेम मी एंड आई जस्ट रेड द एंटायर. मार्च में माय एग्जाम्स वर सपोज्ड टू हैपन 2007, द एंटायर फेब आई रेड द भगवद गीता. And I was stunned, Snehal. I was like, ये पुण्य देती हो ना देती हो, this gives a lot of person, even for me as a 15, 16, 16 year, I turned 16 then, 16 year old boy, it made so much sense कि यार कृष्णा here is talking about, here I am worried about what will happen, result क्या आएगा exam का, मैं pass होऊंगा fail होऊंगा, here he is talking about that very famous verse of the Bhagavad Gita, karmanyevadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachin, and almost everybody knows here in Hinduism, yeah, at least nahi bhi pata hoga to bol denge usko ye to hai, which is why Krishna is talking about this. You have the adhikar, you have the right as a soul, as an individual atman, to do your prescribed duties, your duties, your whatever is coming in front of you, but you cannot claim proprietorship over the results. That struck me amongst so many other things that I was very fascinated, after reading the Gita, ki yaar, I'm not studying. I'm worried about what's going to happen as the result, but I'm not putting in the effort. Let me pick up the book. Let me try and see it. Result pass fail dekha jayega. Let me give a sincere effort. And well, lo and behold, I inspired by the Bhagavad Gita. I studied. I passed the exams, fortunately. But it made me so curious. Who is this Krishna? बिकॉज माई इमेज, माई अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ कृष्णा अंटिल देन हैड बीन कि ये माखन चुराते थे, रास करते थे दोस्त, और एक बार कुछ गीता वीता बोल दी थी इन्होंने कहीं पे. आई हैड नो अदर आइडिया अबाउट कृष्णा, दिस माखन चुराते थे, रास करते थे, डांस विद द गोपीज, माखन चुराते थे, वाजीशा, एक दिन साल में एक दिन आता है, लोग व्रत रखते हैं, उनके मंदिर जाते हैं, रात में लाइन लगाते हैं और माखन मिश्री खा लेते हैं. आई बिकेम क्यूरियस एंड आई वॉन्टेड टू रीड अबाउट, एंड आई अंडरस्टूड बाई अगेन कृष्णस ग्रेस, आई वॉज गाइडेड टू टूवर्ड्स द राइट स्क्रिप्चर, श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण. इट इज वन ऑफ द 18 पुराण्स. इट इज कंसिडर्ड टू बी वन ऑफ द फाइनल वर्क ऑफ वेद व्यास मुनि. where he has described in depth in the 10th book of that scripture, in the 10th part of that 10th canto, 10th, they call it Skandha, there the entire biography of Krishna is there. And of course, I read the entire scripture. It describes creation, dissolution, as Puranas talk about history of so many kings and ancestry of the Suryavanshis and Chandravanshis, etc. But 10th book was all about Krishna, and I was blown away. I was like, oh, now I understand why, people who start connecting to him, then they become fans, then they become lovers. They are then they do not why they do not take left, right, or center. It is only him because his charm, his attraction, his pastimes, his leela, his character is so that it is so magnetic. Anybody, and I say that this is like a challenge. I dare you. You dare read about Krishna a little bit with an open mind and heart. See the way he will attract you. I'm sorry. Like this is like a warning. You should actually stay away. You don't want to get addicted and attracted to him. So yeah, that's how it was. And
That
then from there on,
sounds so in today's world, okay, now you have actually, somewhere mentioned how it automatically worked even in today's world, because in today's world, people at times just want spirituality. I'm just generalizing it, okay, and it may not be for all the listeners as well, but most people understand spirituality only from an aspect of either just, wanting to read and read more content, okay, and so much of knowledge gathering and not as much of imbibing it or implementing it. Okay. So what is your take on it in terms of at least spirituality? Because I know, even for me, when at times I read, whether it is Bible or whether it is Bhagavad Gita, and when I'm reading through it and there is a verse that sticks by you, it takes a while to, not only just understand it, but decode it and to, make a part of yourself. But so it's not just about reading or, learning it. It's way beyond that. How has that journey been for you in terms of, everything that you have learned? Because there's so much of unlearning that happens when you
Oh,
stick
yes.
to that one part, just,
True, true.
as you're going and anything that sticks, as you said. How did that work for you?
I would, as soon as you started talking to Snehal, a verse from the Bhagavad Gita just started ringing in my mind only. So I will just, try and connect it, with Krishna's perspective only. And we in Sanatan Dharma, Vedic culture, we believe in, many lifetimes and multiple lives, etc. So Krishna kind of, ratifies it, affirms it. He says, Bahuni me vatitani janmani tavjarsi, that many, many lives you have had. And then he also said that it takes many lifetimes for a person to actually bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate, that after many, many lifetimes, a person who grows into wisdom then finally comes to that stage. So I realized that the people who are even seeking, because they kai log hote hain, kisi ko aap bologe, to sabhi, nahin. It's like they get scared about all these things. It's not going to infect you. There are some people who be very curious, people like us who want to talk and learn and share. It's not that they'll be ritualistic. No. They may not even go to a temple, but they're very open. They want to know, understand. And like you mentioned, Bible, again, same with me. I also want to learn from the, I have also, tried reading parts of the Bible, parts of the Quran. And let's see, what are these books talk? What fascinates people, but this is also a very fantastic point that you mentioned, because I have, been there, done that. Done this mistake of trying to accumulate all the knowledge, but there were times in my life where I was not practicing and implementing it. I was not doing that. I realized. But slowly and steadily, I think if your intent of trying to read those scriptures, trying to read philosophy is right, then even if continuously, if you keep on just accumulating knowledge, then somehow or the other, and again, you're a coach, so you would know, subconscious starts pushing you towards, trying to implement them also. You will not be able to remain satisfied just with the accumulation. कहीं ना कहीं काम आने लगेगा. At least I would say मैं ऐसे ही हुआ है. I've done mistakes, I've done this, but I've realized कई बार ना, I realized यार काम तो आ रहा है. इतना जो किया ना, बिकॉज देयर वाज दिस टाइम आई वाज वेरी डिसिल्यूशन विद माय ओन सेल्फ. मैं इतना करता हूं, मैं कुछ मेरा कैरेक्टर में इंप्रूवमेंट नहीं आ रहा. आई एम स्टिल गेटिंग एंग्री, आई एम डूइंग दिस, आई एम डूइंग दैट. बट ऑफ कोर्स वी आल्सो स्पोक अबाउट टॉक्सिक पॉजिटिविटी. आई रियलाइज्ड आई वाज बीइंग टॉक्सिक, ट्राइंग टू एनफोर्स टॉक्सिक पॉजिटिविटी ऑन माय सेल्फ, कि मुझे हमेशा ठीक रहना है. बट देन आई रियलाइज नहीं यार, ये जितना मैंने काफी टाइम तक ये पढ़ाई लिखाई की उसका कहीं ना मैं राइटिंग में काम आता है. व्हेन आई एम स्पीकिंग टू समबडी यू नो वंडरफुल पर्सन लाइक यू, देन आई एम एबल टू रिकॉल सो मेनी अदर थिंग्स. एंड आई रियलाइज दैट आई हैड दैट जस्ट यू नो रिमेन स्टक इन वन प्लेस कि अरे अरे समझ नहीं आ रहा, ये नहीं हो रहा, मेरे तो बस की नहीं, किताब बड़ी मोटी है. और लाइक सम पीपल यू वुड से इट्स वेरी अनफॉर्चुनेट, आई मीट पीपल देन दे से हमने तो भैया स्कूल में ही पढ़ ली किताब है. मैंने कहा तो ये तो थोड़ा दिक्कत की बात है, तो स्कूल में अगर लर्निंग छोड़ दी हमने तो जीवन तो लाइफ तो चल ही रहा है ना, लाइफ तो खत्म नहीं हुआ स्कूल के बाद. तो उससे अगर हम घबराए ना एंड वी जस्ट स्टार्ट कनेक्टिंग टू द पाथ्स, मे बी जस्ट द स्टोरी स्टोरीज कैन टीच अस सो मच, दैट हेल्प्स. Although again, I love that you've mentioned it. It's very, very important. I'm also, you know, taking this point home, and it hits home that one should try and implement it as well. But I think still, फिर भी पढ़ना I think gives you some merit. Definitely, intent
Absolutely.
अगर हमारा सही है, if we are not just looking to keep projection, oh look, तिलक and everything, oh look, see, just if we don't want to do it for social media or for some social this thing, then it will definitely touch you. It will definitely help you.
I think that's what it comes down to, what you said right at the beginning, right? It's about your private connect, your connect with whoever you believe in, higher source, God, the terminology that you want to give it, but it's all about your private connect and not about the world. And the moment it shifts from the world to me and my connect, I think the intent automatically somewhere just gets laid down, right?
That's a
So
fantastic.
I think that's what happens, because I've realized that with time, the moment more it is about the world, yes, we all are upgrading ourselves all the time, wanting to learn something new, wanting to do something new, especially the author world as well, because I feel at times they're just stuck into that routine of just wanting to learn and waiting for that, as you said, that one day when I feel I know. And that I know is such a huge knowledge bank that, again, your voice is again coming back to me कि एक जन्म में वो लेवल का नॉलेज आप नहीं अगेन
It's
एज
not necessary.
लॉन्ग एज योर साधना इज दैट इंटेंस, बट एक्सेप्टिंग दैट राइट नाउ आई हैव रीच्ड अ पेडिस्टल एंड दिस इज व्हाट आई हैव लर्न्ड एंड मूविंग फर्दर व्हाइल अंडरस्टैंडिंग व्हाट इज माय पर्सनल कनेक्ट विद माय गॉड माय बिलीफ एंड द पावर ग्रेटर देन मी. वाओ. I know we are kind of talking a lot in terms of but it's just flowing, so I'm just gonna go ahead. So Kushagra, in your this journey so far, okay, any particular things that stand out which you may say that these two or these three have been my great learnings in my this journey of both writing as well as spirituality combined that comes to you?
First thing immediately as you speak this, Snehal, the first thing that hits my mind is having the right kind of people around, right company. Even books are company, right? In fact, this is funny. So just before we got onto this thing, I was seeing that my mother was watching some news ka TV debate, and I was just observing what those people were doing there. Due respect to the TV channels, the business and everything, koi no harsh judgment towards them, but it's I said, I know whom you're going to vote. Okay, I know who to vote in the general. I know it. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. What is the point of, because nothing is being added. It is also a company. What we are feeding our mind. And because see, I give all my credits, Snehal, to good, nice, kind people like you that I've met on my journey who have helped me, supported me, affirmed me. वो नहीं होता तो कुछ नहीं कर पाता. चाहे आप स्पिरिचुअलिटी की बात करें, लिखने की बात करें, कुछ भी. इफ दोज पीपल आई गिव इमेंस क्रेडिट टू माई रियली गुड फ्रेंड्स, काइंड फ्रेंड्स हु गेव मी अ चांस, अ न्यू पर्सन लाइक मी एंड हु वर काइंड इनफ बैक देन, बिकॉज नाउ दे टेल मी, यू नो व्हाट, योर राइटिंग इज इंप्रूविंग. लाइक ओके, यू गाइस एंड्योर्ड अ लॉट ऑफ crap then, perhaps, who knows. This is nahi tab bhi acha tha, but I see unka nahi nahi I got it. So I think good company is something. So and good company ka matlab ye nahi ki that they will affirm everything that we do, but who are a trying to grow in their life. Not ऐसा नहीं दिक्कत है कि हम अ पर्सन कैन नॉट टॉक, लाइक मी एंड माय फ्रेंड वी मीट वंस अ वीक एंड वी टॉक अ लॉट अबाउट, वी टॉक अबाउट अ ट्रबल्स प्रॉब्लम्स, दिस इज हैपनिंग दैट, बट इट्स नॉट कि वी रिमेन स्टक. आप सोल्यूशन इनको अगर कोई बताए भी, आई एम नॉट सीइंग एवरी प्रॉब्लम नीड्स अ सोल्यूशन, बट अच्छा लेट्स सी हाउ कैन वी इंप्रूव, कैन वी डू समथिंग अबाउट इट, और डू वी वांट टू रिमेन स्टक. सो आई थिंक वन गुड कंपनी, वेदर इट इज फ्रॉम बुक्स और पीपल, दैट हैज बीन एब्सोल्युटली एसेंशियल, एंड दैट्स व्हाट आई लिव बाय, एंड आई हैव बीन वेरी वेरी ग्रेटफुल आल्सो. ऑल्दो आई डू बिलीव दैट सम divine play has been, divine part has divine has played a part in that. But agar if I want to do, I want to also be good company to other people. I want to give that, good support and good, because some listeners, viewers may say, yaar hame to milta hi nahi, aapko nahi milta, aap ban jaiye किसी के लिए, आप कोशिश करिए तो ऑफ कोर्स समथिंग विल हैपन. यूनिवर्स डेफिनेटली लिसंस. यस, दिस कैन बी द सेकंड पॉइंट. यूनिवर्स डेफिनेटली लिसंस टू अ सिंसियर प्रेयर इफ यू सिंसियरली ट्राई एंड कनेक्ट. सो कृष्णा सेज दैट यही यथा माम प्रपद्यते ताम्स तथैव भजाम में हम, जो जिस प्रकार से मेरी तरफ आने की कोशिश करता है, आई रेसिप्रोकेट. दीज आर वर्ड्स ऑफ अ स्क्रिप्चर दैट हैज बीन अराउंड फॉर मोर देन थाउजेंड्स ऑफ इयर्स एंड पीपल हैव लिव्ड बाय इट एंड people try and follow it and they have experienced results. I have seen results in my life. So yes, if we try and it can be anything, universe, God, Allah, Paramatma, whatever it is. I have a Muslim friend also. He, like, we talk a lot about all these things. He, shares the same sentiments as bro. I completely agree with you. I try and whenever I try and, we get answers, you get answers, just need to be patient, be sincere, try and connect. And it, life really, really, really becomes much more harmonious, much more smoother when you know. It's like how in the Dark Knight Rises, again, I'm bringing comic book culture, this thing here in Dark Knight Rises movie. Selina Kyle, Catwoman, says, you're in some there's this some scene, she says you're in sort of trouble and this thing and that. And Bruce says, you know what, I have a powerful friend who deals with such things,
Such things.
referring to Batman. So it's like, that, universe has my back. That is a big deal. Having that confidence, it's the biggest deal. These are, I think, two things primarily which I've really expressed. And I think just being honest and embracing, this is what I am, and trusting and believing that your own experience are the most unique thing about you. Nobody can take them away. Nobody can replicate it. What is Snehal's perspective? I can never ever, if I try and ape it and imitate it, that is no of no use. If I am just authentic as I am, whatever I am as a human being, whatever if I try and put out in my creative writing, whatever it is that I'm trying to do, it's not that it happens in our industry ki yaar, अरे यार आजकल ये चल रहा है बहुत, कुछ सर फैंटेसी फिक्शन निकालो, नहीं, कुछ ना कुछ स्पिरिचुअलिटी का कुछ वो बना के कर, मुझे जो ठीक लग रहा है ना, इफ आई डू इट अच्छे से देन आई विल क्रिएट माई स्पेस. और नहीं भी किया तो इवन इफ इट हेल्प्स वन पर्सन अपार्ट फ्रॉम मी, मुझे अगर कर रहा है तो बहुत अच्छा है. कैन आई कंज्यूम माई वर्क? इट इज जस्ट गुड फॉर मी? कैन आई कंज्यूम? कैन आई रीड? वुड आई लाइक टू रीड वट आईव रिटन? और आई एम जस्ट प्योरली थिंकिंग ऑफ कमर्शियल. अगेन, गीता ज्ञान ऑल्सो कम्स इन जस्ट थिंकिंग अबाउट द रिजल्ट, और आई एम ऑल्सो थिंकिंग अबाउट द प्रोसेस, ऑल्सो इंजॉइंग वट आई एम डूइंग. These are some of the very essential things, I think, which I, for me personally, have been absolute game changers.
Wow, you actually summed it very beautifully, Kushagra. Thank you so much. Because while we are just talking about the highlights, there is so much beneath it, okay, that we're talking about. And I had set an intent just while I was asking questions. I was like, should I go to the business aspect or not? And I put that intent saying, if Kushagra uses the word business by any chance, then I want to go ahead and talk about that dude, otherwise I won't. But you actually answered my question in advance itself, that when we are serving, especially as writers, as because I believe that writing always creates. Every time you put pen to paper, you are creating something. And sometimes just a poem, four lines, can even create a revolution, a movement. That is the power pen to paper actually has, right? So when we are doing that and holding that responsibility, okay, I just want to take a moment to also call out all the poets and all the writers who somewhere are holding themselves back, saying, पता नहीं कोई पढ़ेगा कि नहीं, शुड आई और शुड आई नॉट राइट. आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू एनकरेज यू, सेइंग इफ इट हैज कम टू यू, इट हैज टू कम थ्रू यू, एंड दैट इज नीडेड. एंड प्रोसेस, एज यू सेड, एज यू नरेटेड, इफ यू एंजॉय द प्रोसेस, द रिजल्ट्स विल शो अप, एंड दे विल डेफिनेटली शो अप फॉर श्योर. आई वॉन्ट टू एड्रेस वन लास्ट एस्पेक्ट बिफोर वी क्लोज अवर कॉन्वर्सेशन फॉर टूडे, एंड दैट इज कुशाग्र, योर जर्नी ऑफ वाई यू आर बींग स्पिरिचुअल एंड एम्ब्रेसिंग दैट पाथ. Okay, you're also very active when it comes to understanding health and yoga. So, would you like to talk or share a little bit more in terms of how health is also equally important towards all of this?
I, just to think, take this, even this conversation into perspective, Snehal. If I were not to be in a healthy mind and body state, I would not even be able to give, my 100% here to even this conversation. So even something as, of course, this is a special occasion, but even interacting with people, doing your work, your day-to-day activity, just going to the kitchen to bring yourself a glass of water, you need to be in a particular, I have realized it. You know, people sometimes ask me, I love running and I've done yoga, etc. There was this time, Snehal, two, three times in my life, I've realized that I've become a little lethargic and I've added a little bit of weight to my body. And I see the difference. I didn't used to get to understand back then. But when I got into yoga after COVID time, the first wave after 2021, I did my, yoga teacher's training. I realized the massive amount of difference it gave to my self-confidence and my mental health. And whenever I go running, and it's never about the speed or what I'm doing, what I'm posting, or what. No, it's not. Some people ask me, "Yaar, tum bhagna teacher bhi ho?" Maine kaha, I do it for this, bro. Because then I feel such a level of calm and ease, and it's a time. And I'm seeing yoga is all about yoga is union. The literal meaning it comes from yuj dhatu, union. Union, sabse pehle apne saath. Paramatma comes next. With your own, when I'm able to just breathe, be in one state, and if I'm doing proper hatha yoga practice and then I'm doing my pranayams, and then when I just sit for dhyana, even if it is for 2 minutes, those 2 minutes I realize even breathing becomes a happy experience, something which we take for granted, which is actually, this is the difference between life and death. But even that, just breathing, lies wow, here in that state, do I need anything else? No, at least then. There are no desires, there's no regret, there is no anxiety, there's no nothing. I'm just present. So I believe if we want to, as creators, as writers, in any segment of your audience, of your listeners who may be doing any kind of work, if we want to, no matter how long we live, we should try and really, really, again, come out of time, just like for a creator. Even something as less as 20, 30 minutes consistently, regularly. And then once you start becoming active, you also start checking your diet. I have seen that. Because again, it's like a, it's like a ripple
The
effect.
body talks, right? Body has its own
So true.
intelligence and it responds when you're paying attention. I think it
Yeah.
comes down to where focus goes, energy flows.
Yeah.
And once
Yeah.
you start focusing on your
Yeah.
body, it speaks to you and you're ready to
Speaks to.
listen. So, because again, that's something that I believe, that if you are active and because you're talking about energy flow, and we talk about writers doing a lot of channeled work as well, if of writing came to me, I don't know where it came from. For that flow to happen smoothly, your body has to be loose enough. And for that, flexibility comes from exercise. That flexibility comes from movement. And that movement is definitely, the key ingredient for everything in life to move, to be very
So
honest.
true. True.
Because everything starts happening when you start becoming stagnant in certain area of your life, irrelevant of, which area it is. So even for people who put creativity aside, saying creativity doesn't pay, let me just focus on work. Even that, you're putting certain energy, which is to a stagnant space, which was yours and which is yours, and it's not moving anymore. I'm loving this conversation, but considering that we don't want to overwhelm, I'm going to promise my audience just taking your or accepting your permission in advance, that we would be probably doing another episode a few
Sure.
time a little time later, but we would want to continue this conversation for sure. However, just to close for today, Kushagra, anything that is coming to you which you would want to put it out as a closing note for today?
I think you covered so many things fantastically. I loved the point which you made about body, body being ready and flexible enough. And because, because I've done theater also in the past. I did theater for 4 years. And when you were speaking, now, Snehal, I could just visualize my teacher talking about this. She used to make us go through intense, body bending exercises, theater related exercises for throat, for body. And she used to say, those actors always succeed whose body can adapt. And only they're able to adapt to different roles whose bodies are flexible, rather. And she used to say that there are certain people here, and she used to point out certain people, that those who have actually not body working, going to the gym, etc., but who have worked with these exercises, they're able to adapt. So I think in any role we wish to adapt, I think this of health is a fantastic point. I cannot stress enough, but I loved talking with you. I think whatever you do, just do it with a little bit of joy. Don't think too much. What is going to happen? Who's going? If it helps you, see again. I'll close off again. I love even our comic books, etc. I love Spider-Man as well. Like Batman and even Krishna and scriptures. I like these people as well. I was actually playing a game. And see, this is also another final, can be a closing note, that if we are so oriented, you can find stuff to learn from any place. Even something as, enjoyable but mundane as a video game. And I was playing this video game, Spider-Man. It's on PlayStation. And the one of the characters, Aunt May, she says, "Peter, if you help someone, you help everyone."
True.
I loved that line. It's not about sometimes we as creators, we're thinking we not to create a massive wave of impact. So many fantastic. God bless you. May you reach an abundant number of people. But even if that one content, one creation helps, like this helps me, Snehal. This helps me tremendously talking to you, honestly. What happens, what kind of reception it gets? Well, Shri Krishna Arpanamastu. But it helps me. So I'm very happy. I'm very happy. Right? And if it helps one person beyond us, if it helped you, fantastic. I would have loved that if it also, you share these sentiments. But if just one listener tells us, yaar, achcha laga. Boom, done. So just have that, sense of enjoyment. Just go with the, albeit still trying your level best to scale it and trying to improve it, etc. But yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Kushagra, for everything, because there are so many. I'll probably have to go through the recording multiple times to make the notes in terms of what all we actually spoke about. And you brought a lot to the table. So thank you so much for that and your time, because I think
Thank you.
that's the only thing that we cannot return ever.
Yeah, yeah,
Money
yeah.
can be returned, everything can be
Yeah,
returned, but time
yeah.
can't. So thank you so much for that. Guys, thank you so much for listening in. You all know that this podcast is a two-way conversation. So when you listen in, anything that you want to say, you can leave it as a voice note or even as a text message as a response to this. If you have questions for Kushagra, you can leave them as well, and we will definitely get the answers to you. So feel free to leave a note. Let us know what you liked, what part of this conversation was your takeaway today. And I'm going to leave you all with my note as usual. That is, we all are born abundant. All we need to do is take that one step to be abundant. So are you ready to claim your abundance today? What are you doing today? Thank you so much. I shall see you in the next episode.